Insert coin. Get ready for all work, no play. Go.
Welcome to another episode of All Work, No Play.
I'm Liam O'Brien.
I'm Sam Riegel, and we're in a room full of strangers.
It's so intimate.
Welcome. This is a live recorded episode of this podcast that... How many of you in the room have ever heard of our podcast? Oh, a great deal. For the listeners at home, I'd say like 60%, 50, 60% raise their hand.
Yeah. Malaysia has spread out slowly across the globe.
If you haven't, it's called All Work, No Play. It's available on iTunes. Go download it right now.
There's hundreds of episodes.
Well, at least one a year. That's our goal.
For anyone who does not know what the show is, Sam and I are hardworking idiots in the industry. And we don't have any time to do anything, so we made this show to force ourselves to hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have like a really good sort of skeleton to the show, sort of a theme we did, and that all fell apart.
Yeah, we used to do a fun thing and talk about it, like a fun thing outside of work, but now we don't because all we do is work. So now we just do the show and talk about the show.
And now it's failing slowly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're here at SAC Anime 2016 having a great time. We have an interesting evening planned for you guys. Mm. Not much in the way of actual plans, but in our minds it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, no content per se. Why don't you guys all say hi to the literally
listeners.
Hundreds of listeners who will hear this podcast.
I think there's more audience members here than will download this.
We had a sort of slapdash lunch today to discuss what the hell we were going to talk about. Because we just did one of these a couple of weeks ago. This is pretty good.
Supposed to do another one 57 days later, and I think we're going to hit our goal. In the last episode, for those who didn't hear it, I cried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not going to happen tonight. Unless I am injured badly.
Well, one of our guests could maybe help.
Yes, that's true. We have special guests coming up for you tonight that you don't know about, but will be announced soon. But instead of talking about the fun that we've done, because we've done no fun, Liam and I were going to just talk about what it's like to be Liam O'Brien and Sam O'Brien, because we're married common law. at a convention, but not the convention stuff. Who cares about that?
You've all seen people get up and say, what is it? Could you do the voice from Starface Forders 72? We've seen that. You've seen that. Instead, I thought we'd talk about what it's like to run around between those things.
Yeah, like the process of what we go through in a day of a con day.
Mm-hmm.
So we wake up at 6 a.m. sharp and do like 400 push-ups because we are Adonises. And then we go back to sleep till 11. Mm-hmm.
30 minutes later, room service shows up.
Yeah, I had French toast this morning and sausage. What did you have, Lee?
What is this? This episode brought to you by Black House San Diego, California Modern Times Beer Coffee Roasty Stout.
Ooh, it is dark. It is craft. It is good.
Hey, I went for a run this morning so that I don't die as fast as I probably will.
Where did you run to?
I ran around the Capitol 4 times, which equaled 4 miles.
4 times? Yeah. Man. I went swimming, and then I watched college football. Yeah. because our friend Travis Willingham shamed us last night at dinner. We went to dinner at a fine restaurant last night with Travis Willingham and Laura O'Brien.
Laura O'Brien. my sister.
Common law sister.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely evening. We drank 2 bottles of lovely
two
wine,
bottles.
Napa wine.
On top of other stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And But he shamed us last night with our lack of knowledge of football. He shamed me in particular for not knowing a single member of the team that I root for, which is the Washington team whose name I refuse to say.
I love the shit that you give to him about his favorite team, but how justified is it? Do you know anything about
football? I know that the team that I am supposedly supporting, the Washington team,
yes,
is bitter rivals with his team, the Dallas team.
Okay.
And so therefore I hate them with a passion, even though I do not know a single member of the team that I like. So I enjoy very much giving him shit about it. I wish I knew more because it would give me more fuel. So that's why I was watching ESPN today, trying to get some fuel to tease him with, but it was just college football today, so I just watched that instead.
That seems even more boring than the main.
No, you would think that, but college ball is really exciting because they don't really know what they're doing, and they fumble a lot.
When you two start talking about football, my eyes go backward into my head so that the white part shoots out. You might as well be talking about plumbing tips. I don't follow.
The one time that I've played football with you, Liam O'Brien.
What?
Yeah, it was at my birthday maybe 6-7 years ago.
What?
It was at a park. I was like, hey, let's toss the football around. Mm. And you're like, all right, I can toss this football around.
Oh, I do remember this.
I think yes. I'm pretty sure on throw number one, you broke your finger.
Yep.
At least jammed it real bad.
I just had this future vision of you and me at age 72. Speaking into like a hologram creator.
Oh, sure.
For the future of this show.
Like the Princess Leia thing?
About, you remember when we did a convention at Sac Anime?
Do you remember when Sacramento was still part of the United States? and hadn't fallen into the ocean after the big one? Now it's just a laser island. Yes, when we're 72 10 years.
Let's bring it back to let's bring it back to the con experience. I think that us being here at all conventions is a little bit like being Waldo in Where's Waldo, because people are constantly trying to find us.
Yes.
Like through a glass wall in a bathroom.
Yes. Is Katie here?
Yeah, she is. She's there.
Yes.
Hi, Katie.
People spot us in bathrooms.
Yep.
Or running down the street. Mm-hmm. Or playing Pokemon Go.
Every once in a while, I'll be... I don't understand the Pokemon Go thing. I love video games. I haven't played a video game in a while, though. But I don't understand the Pokemon Go thing. I spent all our time at San Diego Comic-Con with our little circle and Mercer... walked around like this the whole time, and I don't know how he didn't die from a car accident. How do people not die every day from Pokemon
Go? I almost
got
hit by a car, like, I think yesterday.
Delete it off of your phone. I can't live without you. Don't take rid of Pokemon
Go. But I can evolve a couple right now. There's a couple I can evolve.
Yeah. The eyes go in the back of my head.
So then usually we get a text or a knock on the door from one of our fine handlers.
Saying, you were supposed to be down here 12 minutes ago. Where are you?
Yes. And they escort us across the street to the convention hall, shielding us from the paparazzi. Well, that's not true.
Right.
And then we meet you fine people for a while. Then we usually have a break.
Mm-hmm.
And we vigorously Purell our hands.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case. I don't know. Germaphobes.
I don't know if somebody has got a cold today, and I got kids, and I don't want to germinate my children.
Sure.
That's
sure.
The wrong word to use. For what I just meant to say. Black House, Modern Times, coffee, roasty stout.
It's wonderfully weird to be semi-famous for a day at a convention and then not be famous at all.
Well, you know, here's something to talk about. I'm not going to get heavy into D&D talk, but Sam and I are used to we've for 10 years been pretty anonymous. I mean, the only time anyone knew who we were, or who I was, is if I stood on panel and said, that's the guy who does the thing, and everyone goes, woo! And then I would go to Starbucks and get, like, hip-checked. By someone while I travel. Well, that's fine. I'm not special. I'm still, I mean, like, I know you like the D&D show, but I'm still just a dope, guys. I'm a big dope.
It's true.
But now, because of a game of dice, I go places, oh, all right. And everybody knows who we are here, so it's
awesomely weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's fun though. I was just walking down the street in our little break. I went and got a haircut.
Oh, you did?
I did. A little trim. Ooh. Little trim. And on the way to the haircuttery. I was stopped several times by randoms, and it's still weird to be recognized for your face, not your voice.
Well, another thing about it is, like, the show is doing so well, right? I guess we're talking about it. And everyone who loves the show is a big D&D nerd, but I'm also a big D&D nerd.
Oh, yeah.
And I love to talk about it, and I love hearing about new games that are starting constantly, and there's no separation here, guys. I'm one of you. We're the same person. It's just it's total luck of a poop fell on me from the sky, golden poop, and allows us to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh God, what have I done?
Oh,
sorry. I just wanted to make sure it was recording.
It is.
The best thing about it is that we used to play like every 6 weeks. Now we play every week.
It's great.
Just living it.
It's awesome.
The universe is telling me I'm a nerd and to embrace it.
Yes. And before we started playing, I was not a nerd.
Well,
I was a cool guy.
Talk about acapella for a second.
I was in an acapella group in college. Before that, I was in a doo-wop group in high school.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe not cool guy, but I wasn't I wasn't a hardcore nerd.
No, that's okay. That's accurate.
I did collect comic books. Okay, I guess I was a nerd.
Yeah. You're nerd light. I'm nerd heavy.
And now I'm deep dish nerd.
Oh my God. I mean, it doesn't get any deeper than Gnome Bard.
Yeah. Yeah. Explaining to the guy who cut my hair today that I'm a professional Dungeons & Dragons player was quite odd. Because I don't think had ever heard of Dungeons & Dragons, or vaguely had, but he was fascinated by the whole thing, fascinated by you guys too, because he just sees you guys walking in front of his hair salon
with green wigs.
Yeah, and he thought it was Pride. He thought it was Pride Week.
Another fun thing about your being a cool guy. Every once in a while, Sam directs a shit ton of animated series, and every once in a while I go in and I work with him, and one of the teams, I'm not going to name any names, one of the teams loves to rake him over the coals about it. Every time I've gone in, they're like, yeah, so tell us about your bard. Tell us about the bard, Sam. Tell us more. Because he has a really small penis. Tell us about it. Tell us more.
The producers of one of the shows that I work on, whose t-shirt I may be wearing right now, love to draw my character in horribly disgusting positions to tease me. They've also changed my Wikipedia page twice to talk about my manhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to, last week, they tried to change my picture on Wikipedia.
To what?
They went in Photoshop, because they're animators. They went in and animated all my eyes bigger and my teeth, buck teeth and big ears, all this stuff. And they tried to put it on Wikipedia. And I guess some Wikipedia moderator was like, no, that's a copywritten image or something like that. And so it got pulled right away. But they're going to change the world.
Yeah.
Or my world, anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fun.
We not covered anything else?
I mean,
any aspects of con life?
Con life? I mean, it's wonderful to meet everybody, and it's challenging for me to think of different things to write on people's signatures, and because I like to write a little thing when I sign a thing.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be the same thing every time, so I'm out of things. I'm out of things to say. I don't... Oh. Who's this?
Oh,
is that a special guest?
Okay. Ghosts.
Yes. Are our special guests here? Do we know if they're here?
They will be soon now.
Yeah, okay, let's go get our special guests.
Yes, we should get that going.
Hey.
But in the meantime, maybe we should ask the audience who they think the special guests are tonight.
Who do you think the special guests are?
Do you think...
Lauren.
That's ridiculous.
Who here thinks that it is a professional wrestler of some sort?
Yes!
Okay.
Yeah!
Okay.
Woo!
Who thinks that it's Troy Baker?
Oh, right here.
Okay.
Right here.
I'm Troy Baker sometimes. Who thinks that it is? No one. It's just us and our love. Yeah. Make out session.
Tell me hit the lights.
The thing with being is
no, leave the lights on.
But you know, we've been together so long, like the days of like it being hot kind of passed. It's mostly cuddling now.
Well, we do role playing games now.
Yeah, well, you have to try to spice
ladies
it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Laura Bailey and Travis.
Would you guys like a Blazing World San Diego Modern Times?
Yes, you would.
Do we have extras?
Yeah, we got a whole backpack.
What?
Yeah, you don't have to.
It's like Segway music.
That's great.
That's your intro.
How about this? Wait, I want to do one. Because you always open stuff on the podcast.
We didn't do it, so please christen the episode.
Okay, Travis Willingham and Laura Bailey are good old friends from some show that shall not be named. Tonight, guys, we are not talking about Critical Role.
Okay.
We are not talking about voiceover or animation.
Man, fuck voiceover.
Fuck animation.
We are going to just talk.
No.
I mean, I retract that
just
statement.
Just kidding.
We're just going to talk as friends, as colleagues.
All right.
We have some interview questions for you.
Okay.
We may play a little game later.
Oh, shit. This is an ambush. I can feel it.
The first thing that I wanted to talk about that Liam brought up earlier.
Okay.
One of you two is our number one fan. Is our number one podcast fan.
Uh-huh.
Has heard all the episodes, listens to it on his drive to work.
Occasionally flies to Malaysia for the Malaysia chapter of the All Work
Right.
No Play fan.
May or may not be the sergeant of arms of the Malaysian chapter fan.
How did you discover our podcast, Travis, and what do you like about it?
I came across All Work No Play because one of you dorks told me about it. And then I looked it up, and it was a very well-produced podcast.
Oh, the production value is what you like about it?
Well,
the fine recording quality and editing?
Yes, I feel like there is this level of delivery that happens in the podcast, and it kept me engaged. Plus, I get to see what you guys' life is like outside of how I know you, which is just my friends.
Yeah.
And at what the perspective is from two dads that also work a ton.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. What do you like most about me?
What the hell is this?
This is how it usually goes, Laura.
I think
Laura's never heard an episode.
I think Sam, if I could gush about Sam, I would like it
Please
when
don't.
Sam starts to laugh uncontrollably and the pitch of your voice reaches glass-shattering levels.
Liam does have that effect on me, and you guys do too.
You were also recently very, very positive about Sam's tears.
I was. The last...
I cried in the last episode, Laura.
Oh, you did?
They had a little
like you
bit
do
of...
in every episode of Critical Role.
Every episode. We're not talking about Critical Role.
I know.
What was the imbibement last time? Was it bourbon or whiskey? Does it even matter?
It was Eagle Rare bourbon whiskey.
Whiskey, because I cut my hand and stung it in the booth.
And I was a little confused because the podcast was, I think, less than an hour, but after two breaks, somehow you had managed to become so intoxicated that in sharing your stories of success and friendship and your gratitude for where you were in life.
Laura Bailey.
Laura Bailey.
Laura Bailey.
I don't know what was worse, the small amount of moisture that just hit my cheek from that burp. Or the smell that came right after it.
It's this modern times,
man,
you know?
That is all yours, Travis.
Yeah, I know. I get to take that home. But anyway, you were so happy you started to well up.
I think what you're referring to, Travis, is the fact that sometimes we take breaks on the show.
Yes.
That are, you know, 2-3 minute commercial breaks, except they're not. In reality,
they're 25 minutes.
They're 25 minutes to an hour of us hardcore drinking.
See, I didn't know that. I needed the behind the scenes episode to to have that info.
Well, now you've got it right here. Let's take a break for about an hour and just get shit faced and come back.
Oh,
and
do we get to be here during a break?
No,
that's a big deal
take
for a
break
fan
right
like
now.
Me.
Oh, well, let's take a break.
We should take a break.
Yeah.
We're back.
is that what it is?
Sure. Sometimes we do that as well. Sometimes
oh, shit. We've okay. landed. I'm so happy right now. Round four. On with the shizzo.
He really knows the show.
Yeah.
Hey guys, if you have comments or suggestions for fun things we can do, follow our Twitter account at Zero Time to Play. Now on with the shizzo.
Round two.
All right. Liam, question for Laura Bailey.
Yes, Laura, you remember...
You have them written down?
I have some pointers.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I have some things. I'm drinking. I'm on my second one.
Oh,
this is good beer, you guys.
Up.
It is. Those guys back there did.
Hoppy dank.
Thank you, guys.
Back when we got started, we knew that we would have to have a theme song, we'd have to have stingers, and we would have to have the break sounds.
Uh-huh.
And while we were doing it, we also decided to get a harp. And add it to you because you're such a wonderful person that it elicits music.
If you guys haven't heard the show, every time we speak her name, Laura Bailey.
Laura Bailey.
Laura Bailey.
A harp sounds because of her beauty and grace.
Aww. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Who was the first person to tell you about this?
About the harp sound?
Yeah.
Was it
you? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Did I feed that any more obviously?
Yeah. And then there's people online that now write harp music before my name when they send me messages, which is pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
And
there's
an app. As is deserved.
Thanks, guys.
There's an app or a plug-in, right?
Yeah.
There
it for
is.
You.
Brand
yeah.
new.
Yeah, there's that a
Chrome plug-in craziness.
That adds harp music.
I think we made it. I mean, I know that you're an asshole.
Yeah. That was not me.
But I'm also very, I mean, you're my favorite actor in Los Angeles for hiring.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're really good at your job, and I'm always impressed by everything you do. So that's where it came from for me, to make that sound.
Laura.
Yeah. What if it was Laura Bailey?
Laura, you're a gift to the world.
Thanks, Sam.
So to follow up on that, though. If Travis were to have a
right
a sound played after his name,
because
he's number one fan,
and there will be now.
There will be?
Yeah.
There will be after this episode.
Yes. He gets to choose what sound it is.
Oh,
it could
shit.
Be.
Can it be a
like a clown honk?
Yeah.
Fucking clown's nose? Jesus. It could be the meaty sound of linemen colliding after a...
Laura's next suggestion is the braying of a jackass.
Or just the wah wah.
Travis Willingham.
What about like some old some kind of yee-haw from like,
oh.
You know, not that I have a southern accent.
With horse clip clopping?
Do you ever have an accent?
No.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You yank it out.
More of these beers and
get on it,
all of
son.
A sudden the y'alls and the gits will start to kind of bleed through a little bit.
When he first started voice acting, and this was, I guess, I directed you when you first started.
Yeah.
You direct?
I directed in Texas. I haven't directed in California.
That's how our house operates.
She's too busy. She's too busy acting to direct.
Okay.
Oh, you guys.
I suggested you.
I love this podcast.
Some bullshit.
No, he would say, like, pen was pin.
Pin. I still say pin and git.
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 Git. Yeah.
Wow.
Just little things.
Did you have... You're both from Texas, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you have an accent, Laura Bailey?
No.
For all of Malaysia, that was Laura, just so you know.
No, I didn't ever really have an accent. But my
really?
Dad, yeah, well, my dad was, that was real. My dad was born and raised in the Philippines and then moved to New York, and my mom was not from the South either, and from Pennsylvania.
I get that, because I grew up in the heart of the Sopranos, so everybody I went to high school talked like this, but I didn't end up talking like this because my folks were from... upstate New York, where everyone sounded sort of like they were from Fargo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had both of those to compare and went, nah.
Yeah, the rest of my family sounds like they're from Texas. Carson comes up indefinitely. My younger brother does.
Yeah. He's got that good old boy sound.
Yeah, he has the jaw kind of goes this way when he talks, and everything's just a little bit easier when he speaks.
Yeah.
It's y'alls and this and that. Yeah.
I have a new goal, though, to get you really shit-faced.
Oh, really?
So I can hear it, yeah.
I mean, it's not hard. You would think, as large as I am, I'd have an amazing tolerance, but it's like a 15-year-old girl. Just terrible. One bottle of Boone's and I'm puking.
Do you, like a 15-year-old girl, do you prefer peach schnapps?
I do like fruity drinks, but a schnapps, maybe not so much. You throw me a hurricane, I'll probably take my shirt off
for
you.
Oh, no. Now I'm
Let it out. This is what the people came for.
Yeah, come get it. Just.
No, I swallowed that one.
No illusion. Terrible.
Okay, next topic of discussion.
Okay.
These are all things Sam and I kind of hashed out over lunch.
Yeah, yes, I wrote down a bunch of questions. By the way,
what would you have done if we didn't come, though?
We would have
spooned 69.
Yes!
Amazing.
When we do interviews, we don't like to talk about any sort of topic that has to do with our acting or our careers.
Right.
We like to ask other types of things. Mm. Liam, do you have anything planned, or do you want anything?
Well, you go first. Yeah, I mean, I have a topic, but okay. I'm curious what you got.
Question for both of you. Tell us about your prom date. Not with each other.
Yeah, no,
it
was not with each other. You want to go first?
Was he gross?
No, he wasn't gross. It was just so lame.
What did he do?
Okay, so I went.
Wait, tell us his name and where he lives now.
I don't remember his name.
Whoa! Oh, shit! Povich jumping out of the
I seriously, like, I can, I remember what he looked like, but I don't remember his name.
Oh, that is ice cold.
Well, no, but here's the reason, and it's because, oh God, I'm so afraid somebody from my school is gonna hear this.
Just use code names and.
No, I can't. It's like too obvious.
But you had a code name for him?
No. So here's the thing. I got asked to prom by a...
Believe me, no one will hear this.
Okay.
I will.
I got asked to prom... The one. I got asked to prom by a really good friend of mine, but I didn't like him like that. And so I didn't want to just turn him down because he was a friend of mine.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, I already got asked by another friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And so I covered with that. And then when I asked my other friend and told him that, he was like, oh, no, I'm already going with somebody else. I was like, oh, shit. So I couldn't backtrack. And then I ended up asking, like, this guy who was a sophomore or a junior, I don't remember, because he was cute. And I mean, and I dated him for all of, like, 3 weeks before prom. And then he dumped me.
He dumped you?
He dumped me, like, 2 days before prom. Because he was like, I know. And he was like, don't worry, I'll still go to prom with you.
And you went with him?
And I went with him!
Oh!
Why are you holding back, then?
I was such a loser. But, no, I don't remember.
Okay.
I mean, that's
so
it.
He had just dumped you, and you went to prom with him.
Yeah, well, it was too late to find another date.
Oh, man, that is brutal.
I mean,
life is complicated,
he planned
Sam.
It, you know? He planned it well. Mm.
Wow.
But he was cute. The pictures looked really good.
Okay, that counts. Travis?
My date didn't actually go to my high school, so I got to do the double
college
prom.
College chick?
No. Also in my grade, but a different high school, so I had two proms, 2 weekends in a row. And the thing I remember the most about it was the first weekend, I cut my upper lip shaving very, very bad. And so I had this gnarled wound for the pictures. And she was like, oh, you know, it's okay. We have next weekend. It'll be totally fine. And the week goes by and it came time to shave for it again. And I was like, whatever you do, don't cut the lip and just open it up even further. Kate came out in the tux and had like 5 pieces of toilet paper on my upper lip. She was like, you're fucking kidding me. So I had this grievous wound in all of my prom pictures.
Wow.
Yes. This reminds me of a thing. Several years ago, I kicked this off. Some of you have heard of. Well, it's not the CR TechStart. We all text each other because we're friends. Two or three years ago, I texted a lot of us, but also included Mary Elizabeth, and said, "Look at these ridiculous dorky pictures of me when I was 13 and 14. You do it too." And we sent out all these pictures, and you looked like Vern from Stand By Me. So when did you go from Vern to this?
To He-Man.
I don't know. It was in the summer between 7th and 8th grade, I had a growth spurt where I grew 6 inches in a summer.
Whoa!
What the hell?
Yeah.
Medically impossible.
Yeah, it sucked. It hurt a lot. I remember my mother would come out and she would make breakfast and stuff, and I would knock everything over at the table, and people are like, "That's bullshit." I'm like, legitimately would just overreach by just a quarter of an inch and knock something over, and it hurt a lot. But I remember when I went back to school, I got picked on and teased just like any other non-huge dominating person, and I was a big fan of theater arts and choir. I was in all the choirs, and even though I played sports, I still got picked on a ton. So when I came back and was giant, the whole first day was just getting in fights and got sent home. And the principal was like, "I don't understand. You've never been like this before." I was like, "Yeah, but I'm bigger than them now." So I set the score straight and just made sure all my fellow nerds were protected after that.
Payback's a bitch.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and then it's just work. You just work at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You look fine.
In my sequins corset
like,
that I was
yeah,
wearing.
Yeah, I mean, you look like a early 1990s like Sears catalog picture.
Yeah.
But you look fine.
It was really dorky, but.
Yeah.
Did you have braces?
No.
You just were just awesome.
Did you have braces?
I should have.
I should have, and I
but
didn't.
I did not.
No,
never.
Sam's got perfect teeth and
yeah,
perfect
you've got
eyes,
perfect
and
teeth.
I
know.
They're all janky.
No,
my
man,
bottom
you're
teeth
a Colgate
are all janky.
Commercial. Come on.
Next question for Laura Bailey.
Okay.
I've got a few written down. Ooh, well, this one's okay. If you were stuck on an island with lots of water but only one kind of food, what would it be?
Oh. Like any like...
Anything.
See, I get disinterested in things really fast. Like,
well, you're going to have to live there for multiple years with this food.
Okay.
Donuts.
I mean, what difference does it make, right?
Right.
I mean, survival's a goal, right?
I mean, yeah. So donuts is
well,
a bad choice?
Yeah, sugar for years.
Let's assume that you also have a multivitamin. So you don't have to worry about getting
what
your
if it's
nutrients.
Like, I have
donuts
like...
and Centrum Silver.
But it's like as long as they're like fresh, as long as it's not like crates and crates of donuts. That
no,
have
they're the best fresh out of the.
You
oven
would hate
donuts.
Your life
awesome.
By day two.
I don't think I would.
We come across a fresh box of donuts and she'll have like three of them, and then within an hour she'll go like, "It was such a mistake. I just feel awful."
Well, yeah.
But you want them for years.
Well, yeah, if I'm alone on an island,
I guess
I don't
the
care.
Self-hate is,
you will
is
be
allowed,
you would be like Gollum with the ring, cradling donuts, singing to donuts wow. every day.
It would you'd, be so wonderful.
You'd be so happy.
You could talk to
so
them
happy.
Like Castaway, but then
yeah.
eat them.
Yeah. Like make little faces in the icing.
Jelly blood.
No, no. If I only had one type, I'd want it to be like a glaze donut with a chocolate glaze on it.
Oh yeah, that's solid.
Yeah.
That's a solid choice.
Eh.
Yeah. What about you, Travis?
Oh man, I thought I was getting a different question. One solid food.
You don't have to
food.
Answer that. Man, we can move on to the next question. There's no rules on this
no,
show.
No, I want
to
hear.
What would I? Yeah, I would have pad thai.
What?
Oh, okay.
Solid.
Yeah.
What?
Solid.
I really like
we
pad
never
thai.
Have pad thai.
I know, because you don't like Thai food, you witch.
My wife doesn't like Chinese food, and I love Chinese food.
I do, too.
Maybe
I don't know.
We should go out to dinner sometime.
We should. Do we have a dinner date coming up now?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the
Sorry,
one, but it's
yeah.
the one that popped into my head, so that's what I'm going with.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
You guys know what this podcast is about, or what it used to be about. Yeah. Sam and I have no time to do anything. We have all these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm listening.
I'm getting hypnotized. We have no time to do anything. Everything is about getting up at 5:30, 6 in the morning, getting the kids to school, We rush off to work, we work, we rush home and help as much as we can, we pass out dead. You guys don't have that.
That sounds like our life. Yeah.
You guys have free time. You come home from work, you can just sit on the couch and space out. You can play video games.
You're both freelancers. Some days you don't even have to go to work.
You guys play video games together sometimes.
Yeah.
So my question is, what is that like?
It's amazing, Liam. Life is wonderful.
It's pretty great, but I think like anything that you take for granted, which I think we absolutely do.
That totally sounds like you said does, take for granted. Granite.
Yeah, I'm from Texas. We take it for granted.
Okay.
Like the rock? Yeah. The rock.
I will admit right now that every time within the past 10 years that I've said take something for granted, I say granite.
Yeah.
And I don't think I realized that until right now. That's all right. I'll work on that later. We do not get to play games every single night. We still try and get our, you know, there's a guilt and we're like, we got to go work out. We got to get ourselves in the gym. Oh, we need to go do this, take care of that. But I think we probably are guilty of maybe ordering more food than we should and sitting on our floor and eating and watching our
you
favorite
see every movie
Netflix
that
show.
No, no, no.
No,
we really
don't.
How many times a year do you go to the movie theater?
Not as much as we used to.
But how many times?
Oh, that's I see where you're going with this. Probably 8 to 10 times a year.
I don't think you can see
the faces that they just made. What, 6 to 8?
Yeah, probably like 6 months.
Okay,
I've been
well, there's
to one
a,
movie,
two movie
in
distance.
The last year.
One and
one,
two for you?
Two. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And it was
kids
pop
movie.
Star, oh. guys. It was oh. pop star.
Now, what circumstances transpired for you to go to pop star?
My wife and children were away for 5 days,
uh-huh.
and I was a single man for 5 days.
And you went to see pop star?
And I called up my friend on night one, and I was like, we're going to that. We're going to dinner and we're going to a movie. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm single. I've seen everything. But I haven't seen Popstar. And I was like, great. I don't care. Let's go anywhere. I don't care. I want to be at a movie theater.
Acapella.
And the whole time I was there, I was watching. I was like, this is so bad, but I'm in a movie theater.
Yes, we try and make the big ones, like the Star Wars and the Monday things come out, and all the Avenger movies. But we don't make it to as many films as we would like, which it must sound shitty considering that you guys have been to one and two movies a year.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
We know it's going to change.
You read a lot of books too, right?
Well,
don't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fantasy books.
Yeah, that's
you?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What have you read this year?
Oh, you know, not that many this year.
Oh.
More than one?
See what I tend to...
You're an airport reader.
I'm an airport reader. I have a terrible memory.
Yeah.
You may have noticed.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
I.
Here's a good question. How many times have you read the first Game of Thrones book?
Oh, like 4 times.
What?
Why?
Because you already read it once.
No,
you
got
to go on to another book because you only have a limited amount of time to read books. Why would you read the same book 4 times?
I haven't done this recently, okay? I haven't had time to do that recently. But... Every time a new book comes out in that series, it's been so long, right?
Just everybody dies is all.
No.
That's all it is.
That you have to, I have to, I want to reread the entire series up to that point.
Oh,
so like,
my God.
They're like 900 to 1,300 pages each.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'll walk in and she's reading that book, and I'm like, didn't you already read that? She goes, yeah, I can't remember what happened, though.
I don't know
whether to kill myself
or
her.
So when I read really fast, I don't, like, really... contain remembering
wow,
all
man,
the details.
Being a parent has made me dumber.
She does read at an alarming speed. So the one you just brought home from the airport that was supposed to be a scary book.
It was not scary
and
at all.
It wasn't.
All.
How many pages was it?
It was 50 Shades of Grey.
That was really scary.
She did read it.
No, I didn't finish that. That was like one of the only series of books that I actually was like, I can't finish this.
I read the first 100 pages and it was so hilariously bad.
I wish I had stopped at that point, but no. No, it was called... A Dark, Dark Wood.
Oh, God, awesome.
Yeah, and I actually picked it up, and the quote on the bottom of the book says, this is scary, like, really scary.
In quotations.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I taking... reading advice from Reese Witherspoon, and all it says is, it's like really scary.
But you read it in less than a day, and most people would take a couple
days
of that.
No, it took like 2 days to read it.
How many pages was it?
I don't know.
Like 300 something?
I don't know.
It's like 300 or something pages. Might even be 400. She flies through them.
I've been picking at that second Rothfuss book for months.
It's so good. You need to read it, man.
It's not that it's bad. It's just that, like, I have to run off and go. My son explodes.
You have one shots to plan. Not that we're talking about Critical Role.
Yeah, we're not talking about
Critical Role.
I don't even know. I tried to connect with her on a reading level when we were dating.
Don't talk about this.
No, I have to. So I started trying to read some of the books that she was reading so that we would be on the same level. Sure. I knew I couldn't take on Tolkien. I didn't want any of it.
Yeah.
But she was reading the Twilight books at the time. Right? Before the movies ever came out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I read every fucking Twilight book. And I have to say, until the last book, because there were werewolves, I kind of liked it. Except for the sparkling and all that weird shit.
No, if you're doing this to me, then I'm doing this to you. Like, was it the third movie in that series that came out? I refused to go see them. They were so bad. He went by himself.
Listen, I had to redeem those movie points.
You really are an enigma, though, man. I mean, hats off to you. You know about sport things, and you're really big and stuff, but you're also really big into musical theater.
Big time.
And apparently Twilight.
Yep. I love nerdy stuff. I love musical theater.
Yeah,
I love
you
choir.
You defy categorization, my man.
Well, it's my, my unending effort to be the Renaissance man of... That's a bunch of horseshit.
I would just like to
Travis
out.
Willingham.
Travis Willingham. Yuck.
Makes no fucking sense.
I want to point out that the four of us really despise each other.
Yeah.
And it is a concentrated effort to pretend to be friends every minute of the day.
Yes. Yes. That's why I listen to the podcast, not because I enjoy them as people, but because I have to study my enemies.
Okay, next topic.
Okay.
Was it your turn?
I have no fucking idea.
What's the next topic on your rose gold iPhone?
My rose gold, because rose gold is the best.
Which
gold
is another best. Word for pink.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
He's wearing a pink shirt, too.
Yeah. Same.
Pink is great.
I like pink and purple. All right? Sue me. My next question that I wrote down was, it's a morality question.
You just finished two, and you're taking mine?
She's referencing the beer that
was
just
gone. Who
would
like to answer this question, Travis or Laura?
Morality.
Laura, take this $5.
Okay.
Either give it to someone in the audience and you get a prize, or keep it and the person in the audience gets a prize. Oh, she's giving it away.
Man, that was no hesitation. She just straight up did it. Right now, for the audience that can't see, she's walking down the middle of the audience. People are just screaming for attention. She hands it off to a young lady with a flower dress. See the applause. And she skips back to her chair.
This is how podcasts are made.
The prize was a kiss from me. Because Travis is right here, let's just make it $1.
Oh, we just denied some fans four kiss.
And Vexlin dies on the back.
Which is a reference to nothing.
A reference to that
which shall not be named. My topic is Burning Man.
Oh.
And how the four of us wish we were in goddamn Burning Man.
Yeah.
Black Rock City.
Yeah. You wouldn't be doing a podcast from Burning Man, though.
No,
we might think we were.
Yeah.
We'd just be sitting there?
Yeah. I would be holding a stone and talking into it.
You're talking into the two wheels of a bicycle.
The acoustics are amazing in here.
Yeah, half of our other friends are out in the desert, probably connecting the stars with imaginary lines and melting into the floor.
Yeah. If we could dimension door there right now,
yeah.
Fuck all y'all. we'd be gone. Gone, gone. Burning Man. I don't get to go to Burning Man. I've got two small children with abnormal diets and there's
Hamlet and Romper Stomper.
Hamlet,
right?
And Romper Stomper. I call him Hamlet for a reason. He's complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Avril Lavigne. His name is Avril Lavigne now. And you hit your hand. After you broke
his He's not feeling any pain.
It stings
a little.
Burning Man, would you guys dress up for Burning Man? Would you be like a character? You know, some people when they burn, when they go to the Burning Man, they take on a character, name.
They do.
Fully polymorphed.
Because you don't want to be yourself when you're there. I don't know why I keep doing this.
This action. I don't think I would have a character name.
Not a character name, but I think would we would, like we'd wear some stupid shit.
Tights?
Well, last year we thought we were going to go.
Okay, and you bought stuff.
We did. We went to a thrift store.
Yeah, we went to a store with Matt and Marisha.
You bought tickets?
No.
They had tickets for us. But then we had to go to PAX.
Right.
Last year.
PAX? You chose PAX over...
It was like, we had to.
Okay, I believe it.
I bought a used top hat.
Okay. Seems entry level Burning Man.
The top hat he bought, he wore on the.
On the little charity stream. Mm-hmm. We bought like vests and strange gloves. Oh, and goggles. You have to have sand goggles.
You bought a big fur coat, like woodsman coat, and you were gonna wear it without a shirt. You remember that coat? It smelled.
I don't know.
I bought an outfit that looked like it came from Germany. I bought like stuff.
Yeah. I think I would go much more simplistic and I would just eat fish for 5 weeks before it and just wear a Gollum loincloth.
Yeah, excellent.
The whole time.
3% body fat, totally pale.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Train spotting lean and out of my fucking mind.
What about you? What would you wear?
Either the bathing suit that Cher wore in that music video, where she's on a battleship.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
I could turn back time.
Yeah. Or you know those things when you're not wearing any clothes, but you have a painting on that looks like clothes or something.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of effort in a desert to paint on clothes.
Well, could it last the week, you think?
I don't think so.
It could, because they don't bathe.
But they also get, like, dried out and covered.
It would be, like, cracked and nasty.
Yeah. Mercer said the sand is so, it has such a heavy base, such an alkaline composition that you don't have to bathe because it, like, kills the bacteria on your body.
Yeah.
You don't smell.
Or, as we were discussing yesterday, the concept of shirt cocking, which is where you wear a t-shirt but no pants or underwear.
Shirt cocking.
Yeah, at Burning Man, there are shirt cocks.
There are people that do
go
that.
Around. I could wear just a shirt and nothing else, but on the shirt would be a picture of my cock. So you'd see the real deal and on shirt.
One regular and one magnified. Yeah. Right?
I feel like Sack Anime should look into shirt cocking.
Sack cocking.
That's the next t-shirt. 2017 t-shirt.
Just the sack is hanging out?
Yeah, just the sack. Just the mud flap.
Oh, man.
And that was the moment that I left the podcast. No.
Do you have any other topics, Sam?
I do, but, you know, we're getting late on time.
We're getting to 5 minutes. We should go to our game.
Yeah, we should. We have this game. We were going to play it with, like, a little audience participation, but I think in the interest of time, we should just do, like, we all say a thing, and then they kind of shout out what they think or something. I don't know.
No, I want to put Katie with the C on the spot and make her stand in the middle of the aisle. Katie, come on. Your audience participation. Yep, you're up.
She stands up, and she approaches the middle of the aisle.
She's like, all right.
So here's the deal. Of the four of us, we're all going to tell you an interesting thing about us. Three of us are going to be lying.
How will we know which one of us is lying?
How about we just choose, and she's going to have to pick for all of us.
Okay. All of us, and say, are we telling the truth or are we lying?
Yeah, you have four statements. They could be lies. They could be true.
With 5 minutes, that's easier, so that's what we'll do.
I have played this before at theater camp.
So. Oh, okay, cool.
Let's start with me. I have discussed barbecue sauce with Kylo Ren.
That's so...
True or false?
I feel like that's true.
Oh God, I just deleted all mine.
Did you really?
I did. I can't undo it. I can't undo it.
I see you shaking your phone like crazy.
I just deleted them all.
Did you sketch or something?
Oh God. All right.
You're an improv genius.
Do your best to remember. You're absolutely right. I directed him for 2 hours and we talked about barbecue sauce.
Nice.
Okay.
Wow.
You're up.
You guys wrote shit down?
Yeah.
Well, I just deleted it.
So. Now there's three.
I texted you 2 hours ago telling you to do the
same. We don't
same.
Prep.
Yeah,
homework's
what?
For idiots.
You want to think while Sam...
No, I got one. I got one. I'm good.
Okay. All right.
I didn't learn to drive until I was 18 years old.
I think that's true.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. I sit on the bottom of a pool with a scuba tank for 40 minutes each morning by myself.
I really hope that's not true.
That's not true.
I once played softball with Donald Trump.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And he cheated.
True?
True.
That's really good.
It was in the Broadway Show League.
What? Wow.
How did he cheat? How did
His
he...
wife at the time, Marla Maples, was in the Broadway show Will Rogers Follies.
Wow.
We all played softball together. He was keeping score. I don't know why. And somehow we won the game 9-3, but we did not score 9 points. He added like 7 points to the score.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is amazing.
I'm full of burps.
Should we go through it again?
Yeah.
Should we get some
someone new else? Player.
Katie's like,
volunteers, volunteers.
Oh,
I see a girl in a green shirt. That's you. You had a little spotlight right on you. I couldn't choose anyone else.
Angelic light of God.
That's right.
Okay. I really like
Lie.
Having slap fights.
I don't know. Those would be fun.
It's true.
Wow.
I know firsthand that is true.
Secrets out.
I once opened up for REO Speedwagon.
Wow. I wish I knew who that was. I'm sorry.
Oh. Wow. Also, you're old.
P.S. I'm old. Just add that to the...
That's a new DJ in Brooklyn.
Yeah. That would be a really good name for a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be cool enough to open for someone as cool as I assume they are.
They're not cool. But yes, I did open up.
Oh,
wow.
What did you do?
Oh, God, this is like even worse of a story than... I used to sing for this band called Vince Vance and the Valiants.
What?
And
VV and the V?
VV and the V? Which you guys have definitely, if you don't know who REO Speedwagon, you definitely don't want to know who Vince Vance and the Valiants is.
Wow.
But they're like this really cheesy show band, and it was like a state fair, and we were the opening act for REO Speedwagon, who was a band in like the 70s and 80s who were like super cool, okay?
I think that's crazy and astonishing.
Yeah.
Because I'm 40.
We didn't open up for them in the 80s. This was when I was in college.
Nice.
So REO Speedwagon was past its prime at that point.
I opened up for...
Nope.
Great. Shania Twain.
No, I got that hint of hesitation there. False.
True.
What?
My senior year in high school, a select group of me and my choir mates opened up for Shania Twain in Dallas.
You are the true international man of mystery.
That's Talis and Jaffe.
Yeah, that's Talis.
Yeah.
Currently, right now, my body is covered with oil.
One's gotta be false.
It is true.
What?
I just got a massage.
Oh, yeah, so you're covered in the rubbings.
And I ran right over here right
afterwards.
Do you
smell like a spa?
Oh, he does smell quite nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Travis, you get to pick one more. One more.
Right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I got to think of something. Shit.
I once was an escort for a woman in a Miss Filipino beauty contest. Wait. Fuck yeah, it's true.
Yeah!
Tuxedo and everything. She was crazy.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah, oh my god, did I show you?
Yeah, you
those?
Did.
Whoops.
I was the president of the chess club in high school.
Good boy.
False.
True. I was the vice president of the chess club.
Oh, yes, you were right. Yeah. It was false.
He was correct.
False, you are correct. True, you were.
Who agrees to be the vice president? Why is there a vice president if the president
Somebody's
of the chess club dies?
Somebody who's not as good, all right? Somebody who's not as good.
Wow.
Less than, Travis. Dies.
I have never been arrested. It's true! I've never been arrested.
That just means you've never been caught.
That's right.
That is very true.
Because I was there for one or two things.
I've heard many stories.
Yep. Fell in.
I was once body slammed for charity by wrestling star the late China.
Oh, I hope it's true.
Okay, I'm just going to say true because I really just want that.
It is false, but wouldn't that be
cool? Oh! Beautifully crafted. Beautifully crafted. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done.
Well,
we've learned a lot today, Leo.
Yeah, we have.
We've learned a lot about our friends, Travis Willingham. Wait for the sound effect.
Travis Willingham. Kill, kill.
And Laura Bailey, standard sound effect. We've learned about our audience and about our proms and about their truthfulness.
I achieved a life goal by being on my favorite podcast.
Nice, baby.
Nice baby.
You call Sam baby?
I made a dollar.
We've brought down the veil, the four of us. You see that we're four dumb fucks who are struggling our way through life and don't know how we got here and are happy to be here. And Sam, let's have one more baby, you and me.
Okay. Well, are you getting pregnant or me?
Sure, I'll carry.
Okay. All right, we'll work on it tonight. So thank you guys for coming. You've been a great crowd, and we'll see you at the rest of the convention. Yay!
Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to be the first on your block to hear the next episode, be sure to click subscribe on iTunes. You will instantly improve the world by doing so. And remember, don't work too hard.